From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Belgian prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Saturday that it issued an arrest for a man it only identified as Faisal C for involvement in a terrorist group, terrorist killings, and attempted terrorist killings. The statement did not confirm that Faisal C is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Belgian media reported that a man named Faisal Chafou was suspected of fleeing the Brussels airport. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's offered the Prime Minister of Belgium the full array of U.S. support in bringing to justice any terrorists involved in planning or aiding in the unconscionable attack on innocent men, women, and children in Brussels this past week. In his weekly Saturday address, Obama said Belgium is a close friend and ally of the U.S., and when it comes to our friends, America has their back, especially as we fight the scourge of terrorism. The president said U.S. authorities are assisting the Belgians on the ground.
We're also working to disrupt plots against the United States and against our friends and allies. A team of FBI agents is on the ground in Belgium supporting the investigation.
President Obama said this coming week, when dozens of world leaders come to Washington for a nuclear security summit, the campaign against the Islamic State will be reviewed. Please look at our website at www.voanews.com, VOA News. Secretary of State Ash Carter said Friday that U.S. forces have killed Abd al-Rahman Mustafa al-Kaduli, an Islamic State finance minister also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter would not say whether Kaduli, also known as Haji Iman, was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or an airstrike. According to a U.S. defense official, Kaduli was actively plotting to conduct terror attacks in the West. The official said the U.S. military believes Kaduli was providing money to foreign fighters trying to develop and carry out attacks similar to the attack this week in Brussels. The Islamic State says it's responsible for killing 30 people and wounding scores more in a suicide bombing in Iraq. Iraqi officials say the attack occurred Friday night on an athletic field 40 kilometers south of the capital, Baghdad. The French news agency reports the explosions happened when officials were handing out trophies to players after a local football tournament. On Saturday, three western U.S. states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington, are holding Democratic presidential caucuses in the run-up to the Democratic convention. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the front-runner with a commanding lead in the delegate count. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has shown signs of being a formidable opponent of Clinton. Analysts say Saturday's caucuses may favor Sanders because caucus contests tend to attract the most active liberal Democrats. 142 delegates are up for grabs Saturday, meaning neither candidate can clinch the nomination yet. Pakistan's top nuclear security adviser has rejected growing U.S. pressure and safety concerns about its production and deployment of battlefield nuclear weapons. Khalid Ahmed Kidwai is an adviser to the so-called National Command Authority and a longtime custodian of the country's nuclear arsenal. He said the institutions responsible for planning storage and operational deployments should make sure that it's so balanced on ground in time and space that it's ready to react at the point where it must react and at the same time is not sucked into the battle too early and remains safe. The Rolling Stones added a rousing history-making performance in Cuba to their legendary career. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.